Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave Solomon, so very much. Here we are again on a wonderful October day. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it is getting toward the end of October. And you know what? It's not just any October day. First of all, we've got a couple of great guests. You'll hear them next hour. It is my late mother's birthday today. Just celebrated mine on the 16th, and we always had that little rift between us as I was growing up that just a few days after mine, there was Mom's. She passed away in the same hour as Michael Jackson in 2009 at the age of 98. So she lived a really great long life, and she was a character and a half. So I've got a lot of music today devoted to the memory of Rose Marie Hoffmeyer Hennessy. And next hour, woohoo, we just had them like a couple of months ago, Trey Ely and Matthew Shell. These young men are creating such buzz in the neighborhood, in the, gosh, the whole region. Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Virginia, going up to Philadelphia and beyond. Making waves at Grammy.com, too. These guys know what they're doing. They have a new project out called Freedom, and they're going to talk about their CD release party that's coming up next hour. In the meantime, one of the songs that I heard a little bit growing up, we heard a lot of songs, of course, from the 60s. We always listened to WIP in Philadelphia. It was a great AM radio station. It still is, but it does sports now, not middle of the road and jazz and pop standards. But this gentleman was doing his thing back in the 60s, Walter Vonderlei. This is Cricket Sing for Anna Maria on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. That voice, and it's taken me a long time to figure out. You don't know how many times I have researched how to pronounce that woman's name absolutely correctly, because a lot of people have stumbled over it for a long time, and I was bound and determined to make sure. So I went to her website, and the way to pronounce her name is Eliana Elias. Woo! You have to do that name justice, don't you? Eliana Elias. Just one of those Brazilian national treasures. I'm telling you what. Played piano at the age of 17. Composer, singer, band leader, to be sure. She knows what she's doing. She is just beautiful inside and out. And this is how promising she was when she was a little girl. Playing the piano so young, at the age of 12, she was transcribing Bud Powell and Art Tatum solos. Yeah. At the age of 15, she became music director at a prestigious school in Brazil. At 17, she was partnering with Vinicius de Moraes, who was the partner of Antonio Carlos Jobim, who you'll hear a little bit later on in the show. Just amazing depth and passion. I just love the way this woman does her thing. If she could sing the Yellow Pages, I would have my mouth open. From her 2010 Light My Fire CD, that was Rosa Morena. And just a little bit of a blurb. There will be a few about my mom because today is her birthday. And God, I miss her so much, as you might imagine. She's been gone for 3 years. We used to have this thing in our house. My sister Rosemary, kiddingly, was called Rosa Maria. So when she would act up, people in the family would say, whoever, Rosa Maria. So, of course, I was gravitating to Rosa Morena because of that. We heard from Brazil, we go to Cuba, and Alfredo Rodriguez, whew, from Sounds of Space, that was Sueño de Paseo. Alfredo is one of these young men, like the men you're going to meet next hour, Trey Ely and Matthew Schell, who just showed so much promise early on. Now, Alfredo's dad was really big in Cuba. He had a show, and Alfredo was on the set of that show all the time, so he would absorb all the Cuban artists that would visit. He would just, like a vacuum cleaner, suck in that music. So he learned early on about professionalism and organization, and I think that it's his dad. His dad is no longer with us. I think it's the same Alfredo Rodriguez. But if that's the case, his late dad's birthday is today as well. Whew, a lot of serendipity lately about dates coinciding and people talking to us on the show and birthdays being celebrated and somebody knows somebody else. But Alfredo, hopefully, will fill us in on all the details. I believe he's going to be with us on October the 30th, which is next week. Whew, we'll let you know for sure. So, you should know that as far as Alfredo is concerned, he is going to be in Santa Monica coming up very soon, early in November. Quincy Jones, who is the co-producer of Sounds of Space, is going to be presenting Alfredo at that time. Very exciting. And he'll be in this neck of the woods at the Kennedy Center on the 16th of November. So we're all looking forward to that. One of the pride and joys of Cuba right there is Alfredo Rodriguez. And we heard from Walter Vanderlei to start the set. Again, Brazil, an organist and pianist who was really well known in his native country, but then became one of those names that was known far and away beyond Brazil when he teamed up with Astrid Gilberto. And Tony Bennett specifically wanted Walter to come to the United States, and Creed Taylor got a hold of him. They did a series of albums, did quite well. What you heard was Cricket Sing for Ana Maria back in 1967. Walter had a very short life. Born in 1932, passed away in 1986. But if you want to know what lounge and bossa was all about in the early to mid-60s, there's your ticket right there. Batu Kada is the name of the album from whence that came to start the show. Walter Vanderlei. Whew! Just so nice to hear that organ early on in the show, and we're going to hear more. And I don't know what it is. Alfredo, Eliana, and Walter, all on a keyboard, and there's more keyboard happening for you right now. Can't help myself. What is it? It's a black and white tinkling of the ivories kind of day. Elliot Levine and Urban Grooves did this album a few years ago, Live Plus 7. So there were 7 tracks, and then the live stuff was done at Club 347, where I had my birthday party last Monday. Elliot, just one of those cats you have to see in person to appreciate. Something special about seeing him pour his little geek passionate self into that keyboard. When you combine somebody who's brilliant with computers and music and then see the passion besides, he goes into his own zone. It's a lovely thing to behold, especially when he's doing a Gap Band song. Yes! Yearning for Your Love on Hybrid Jazz, from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Album called The Shed, and it never went away. This album, I just David will hear this interview at some point. If he's not listening now, he will. David P. Stevens is from Philadelphia, a remarkable young man, a dad, a great husband, a producer, a consummate guitarist. He's got a new single out coming in November, and I'm not sure what he's going to do. He's always been creative. This particular album, though, was a certain kind of vibe. He was able to make contemporary jazz sound palatable again, pulling in some urban vibe. Carol Riddick on that track, God, love is still in style. First of all, what a cool thing to say. And she just carried that song, that underlay of guitar is just perfect. And apparently, I'm not alone in my assessment of how groovy David P. Stevens is, because on this CD, Steve Cole and Gerald Veasley, I rest my case. So David has been wondering aloud on Facebook the state of jazz these days. I don't know where his mind has taken him. I know that I listened to a track that he did recently, a remix, I guess, for Urban Radio in Philadelphia, and had a decidedly R&B feel. But he was able on this particular project to walk that tightrope, and this is not easy. It's not easy if you can make a lot of people who love jazz love it even more when you bring those R&B influences without overwhelming somebody who likes jazz. You know what I mean, Jellybean? That's no easy task. And when you are able to do it right, I am so grateful, because to me, it's contemporary jazz. I don't want to even hear about smooth. That's a whole nother scenario entirely. But contemporary jazz, if it's done right, pulls in a lot of factors into it without that steady boom, boom, boom drum beat or an overindulgent bass line. everything just balances itself out, and that's why I love the CD. I guess you know now. David P. Stevens and Carol Riddick from David's The Shed album, Love Is Still in Style. By the way, David used to work in Nashville at the Trinity Broadcasting Network doing their house guitar on stage. Yes, he did. So he's got a little bit of credits. And he has a new website, davidstevensmusic.com. He'll be playing at Relish, Warm Daddies, and the Keswick in the greater Philadelphia area, so you might want to check them out live. We heard the Shirley Scott Trio, ladies and gentlemen. Did we ever? Shirley Scott from the album Great Scott, not the original Great Scott that was out in the 50s, but the one from 1964. This is on Impulse Records. Amazing. Otis Finch on drums, Bob Cranshaw on bass. Shirley Scott, also, David, are you listening? Born in Philly, and she passed away in Philly in 2002. Loved Jimmy Smith when she was coming up. Made it a point to learn piano, and then trumpet, and then organ, and was married for a while to Stanley Turrentine. And, man, between Stanley and Eddie Lockjaw Davis, she really gained a powerful reputation, became a jazz educator later on in life, and amazed people whenever she played. That was her take on a classic. Make Someone Happy on that organ. Oh, sounded so good. 1964. And, of course, I have my mom in mind when I'm playing some of these songs because we used to hear some of these sounds back then when I was growing up. And heard a lot of wonderful music around the house. So thank you, Mom. I'll always be grateful for that. We started off the set, Elliot Levine and Urban Grooves, the Gap Band's Yearning for Your Love from Live Plus 7. Elliot, the favored keyboardist of Heat Wave, who has done a number of gigs with the group. Elliot's got his own band, and he plays, matter of fact, he's playing at Club 347 tonight. If you are in the Baltimore area and hear this. And also, some of us are going to see Anita King at the Carlisle Club in Alexandria, Virginia, for the benefit of the musicianship. And if you heard Anita and Jeffrey Tribble Jr. the other day, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. So I just want to mention that Ernest Rahim had a birthday the other day. Ernest Abdul Rahim. Ernest is an amazing bass player. He was with Elliot on every single track of that particular CD from Live Plus 7, and it was Ernest's birthday the other day. So my Pitbull, if you are listening to this, happy birthday to you, and I love you. Miss the days of selling Hyundais together in Clarksville, Maryland. Oh, boy. Keyboard, keyboard, keyboard. Please, more? All right, good. Joe Sample is on his way, and so, by the way, are Trey Ely and Matthew Schell. I know they were with us a short time ago on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, but I promised them that I would have them back when their CD release party was nigh, and it is just around the corner on November the 1st, and we'll hear all about it. But let's go back to a George Duke-produced project from 1997, shall we? Sample This is the name of the album. Joe Sample and Company, Fly With Wings of Love. Sounds good. On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
song, Brother Van. It really is.
And if you're driving through the country on a lazy afternoon pool, or you're watching your children playing after school, they seem to be so unaware. To take care of me, and we've got to do something, yeah, to save the children. Yeah, 'cause soon it's gonna be their turn to try and save the world. Such a small part of, I know, the things that they'll soon be right at the heart of.
Once again, if you could please put Miss Kimberly Jordan on the keyboard.
Say, we've got to do something, yeah. Say it's a prayer. Yeah, we've got to do something, yeah. Say it's a prayer.
Stay right there, y'all.
Just can't keep doing nothing. Can't keep doing nothing. Got to try. Got to try and do something. 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 Try and do one thing. Try and do something. Try and do one thing. Everybody does just one thing. If everybody does just one thing, everybody does, everybody does, everybody does. Hey, just one thing, just one thing, just one thing to say it is your prayer. Just one thing, just one thing to say it is your prayer. Everybody does.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. call right now from Freedom. Trey Ely and Matthew Schell doing their thing. And, you know, it's so interesting. I had to laugh thinking about this because when Trey and Matthew were here the first time around, this has gone back some weeks ago now, I thought to myself, you know, if I have them back when we talk about the CD release party, I can get to play three more tracks from the album. So that's the modus operandi today. I just want to let you know that we heard before Trey and Matthew, who are waiting to speak to us this hour, we heard at the top Joe Sample from Sample This, Fly with Wings of Love. Joe just in South Africa with Randy Crawford. And then we heard Gil Scott-Heron. And that was Save the Children from Minister of Information, 1994 or so, originally from 1971, from Pieces of a Man. This is probably the only outlet for your listening pleasure where you're going to be able to hear Joe Sample, Gil Scott-Heron, and Trey Ely and Matthew Schell all in one set. How about that? Producer extraordinaire Matthew Schell, flautist extraordinaire, both consummate business people. Matthew and Trey, welcome again. Yay!
Thank you for having us.
You are welcome.
Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, Trey.
Good to hear your voice. Good to talk to you. How's it going?
I'm doing well. You didn't hear the set. I think Matthew might have, but man, it was so cool to play Joe Sample, Gil Scott-Heron, and then the both of you back to back. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah, I'm still not worthy there.
No, you are. And look, I have to say this at the onset, Trey. I had no idea you were going to be a daddy.
Oh, Joy must have told you.
No, I saw the picture.
Oh, you saw the picture too. Okay. Yeah, because I saw Joy was talking about it.
Okay. Oh, my God, what a beautiful picture that is. Best wishes to you, Dad.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
So when is your wife due?
In December. December the 12th, actually.
Oh, my God, you're going to have a Christmas baby. That's crazy, Trey. Oh, my gosh. So I have to ask, this is above and beyond the music, but you know what? The music is all about life stuff like this. You got married, what, in 2007? So it's been a little bit of time to adjust as a married couple. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I mean, you know, everything's well. I mean, there's nothing on my end to complain about, you know. You know, nerves are nerves. I mean, with all of this important stuff happening in your life, you just want to make sure that you do your part. I mean, but, you know, God's doing his, so, I mean, I'm not really not really too bad, so. But
you're not sweating.
I mean, I'm happy otherwise. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of having God in your life, that's for sure, because, you know, you could sweat about everything. And here you are actually with a couple of babies, because it's not only the baby on the way in December, but Freedom is doing so well. And at the very top, Matthew, maybe you can explain this. I know that you and Trey are associated with the Grammy folks, and I see a lot of begging on Facebook now, people who want other people who vote to make sure that they vote for the preliminary list at Grammy. But you, both of you, because of Freedom, are on this preliminary list for the 55th Grammys a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in a few categories, yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty happy.
That's wonderful. How does that happen?
Well, anyone can really submit if they're a voting member or an associate member with the Grammys. But as far as all those people asking for votes, you're not allowed to do that. So we just leave it to God. Like, we don't tell anyone about it and just wish for the best. And most everyone's voted by now. So, but, yeah, glad you saw that on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I think that this process is kind of cool, because it starts from a populist camp. You know, you make sure that – you get people in front of the Grammy committee that are worth attention. Now, through the years, God knows, you know, when I was involved in country music, I could never quite understand why all the people that got into that country classification did, because we never used to play those folks on the radio. But it's so interesting. Can you give any insight as to how this decision-making happens?
Well, what happens is, at this period, there are a couple weeks where all of us voting members get to vote on who is nominated, and it's revealed on December 5th, and then that's when we vote again for the actual nominees. So
gotcha.
This is that final round before the voting, and pretty much the goal as an artist should be, first and foremost, reach as many fans as possible, and hopefully the popularity will turn into votes, because you'll reach some voting members. That's pretty much how I look at it. We can't really rely on trying to specifically grasp the voting members. We just have to do our best at making the music and being the best that we can be, and just pray for the best, you know?
Well, you know what? Both of you, you have to know this. I'm not sure exactly what happened with Blog Talk Radio and the statistics for this particular show, but right about the time that I had Lisa McLowry and Dee Lucas, and then Trey and Matthew, both of you, something happened. I went from double digits to triple digits, and it's been growing steadily ever since. Something must have kicked in the way of networking, and I know, Matthew, you did a whole lot. And it was happening, you know, before, Harvey Mason brought a lot of new people in, and they stayed. But now the numbers are astronomical for folks listening live and in archive, and I have to thank both of you for that. You're a part of it.
Well,
our pleasure.
Wow.
It's whatever we did.
Well, you know, Trish, you're still Trish. So that's really important. It just might be some people who didn't know that, but, you know, you are still Trish.
I don't know what that means, Trey. What does that mean?
I think your photo helped. Like, when people saw your photo linked with the show, they're like, oh, I want to see who this is. This is a nice photo. You know, she looked good. And then they, oh, this show, let's go listen to the show. So I think your photo really is what did it, you know.
Oh, well, look, you know what? Truth be told, let us just put it out there. I had a significant birthday happen on the 16th. That photo was like from 2003 or something, which was not really that long ago, but enough to make a difference. But thank you for putting it out there. I don't know how you got your little mitts on that picture, Matthew.
I just saw it in your profile pictures. Everyone, yeah. It had a lot of comments and likes, so I was like, well, then this is the picture to go with. Everyone seems to like it.
Aww.
And then we just made the little promotional thing for you, and it's like 3,000 hits on SoundCloud later, you know.
Wow! That is amazing. Well, that was part of it, I'm sure. So how is Freedom doing? It must be doing well. And by the way, the track we heard was with Marcus Mitchell, All Right Now, and I wanted to make sure we played that track because Marcus is one of the heavy hitters as far as sax. Is he not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's a good friend of mine. So it's always fun to play or record with Marcus. So the two of us always push each other. So it's, you know, it's that iron sharpens iron thing, you know. So it's really good to play with him.
Oh, look, having seen you two together on more than a few occasions, there is nothing like the chemistry that you and Marcus have, Trey. I mean, people don't necessarily know, and it's sad, the dynamic of what could be with flute and saxophone. Holy cow. People might, you know, think of it in terms of, you know, classical or old school. But you, too, you're such young men, and you know what to do to put a creative spin on tunes that have been and your own songs. Man, it's just so hot. I mean, let me tell you something. The ladies in the audience go completely berserk when Trey and Marcus are playing.
and just to give a shout out, they're actually playing this Friday at K2 Lounge in Woodbridge, Virginia.
With Marcus Tomorrow, Jazz Boys at in Woodbridge, Virginia. If you have any Virginia listeners,
that is a hot venue too. I'm glad that's still kicking. How many people does that seat, Trey? You know,
I'm never good at this question.
That's okay.
It's a few hundred, though, I'm sure.
Compare it to, like, Ram's Head.
Ram's Head. I think it's a little bit smaller. It's probably 60-75% of Ram's Head, I think.
Okay. Well, that's good. Then you'll have an attentive audience, because it seems to me that particular venue has people who are intent on coming for a certain act. Is that right?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, they pull a lot of people, I think, local from their area, from what I've played down there before. I haven't seen a lot of the same people I see in the, you know, up north here, D.C., or Baltimore. So they have their own crowd that's I guess, I'm assuming from close to that venue.
And it's so wonderful when there are new and fresh acts being seen. And I'm so tickled, because what will transpire at your CD release party on November the 1st? Because this is going to be a big deal. This is at the City Club. Woohoo!
So you know, Trish, most of this information here is going to be top secret. But there's going to be some good live performance by us and the band, who's, you know, in the process of getting ready. We've been rehearsing and all of that stuff, so... We have a pretty good, pretty long live show for everybody. So it's going to be really good. Plus,
really?
Plus there's going to be a giveaway of free downloads for the first, I believe, 25. I don't remember the number, but the first few folks to arrive get a free download of the album. So it's good stuff.
Good.
It's a download card. And so they'll be able to go to a hidden website and they enter a code, and then they'll be able to get the album for free.
That is wonderful. And let us mention the fabulous people at Shortcake, shall we?
Absolutely. So, our partner and business manager, Mr. Emmett Roberts in Shortcake Entertainment, is actually, you know, responsible for this event. So we're doing it on all sides here. So
that's great.
It's trying to keep it close, you know.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about you, both of you, at the first hour of the show, because early on in the hour I played a gentleman who will probably be with me on the 30th, an amazing keyboardist from Cuba named Alfredo Rodriguez, who was a young man like both of you, and he learned organizational skills very early on, because his dad, also named Alfredo Rodriguez, had a show in Cuba. So little Alfredo would mingle with all these artists that were on the set all the time. And I was thinking about both of you in terms of this. Trey, I've known you for a longer time, and you really did zoom in on what it is that you're supposed to do as a young professional. And Marcus is really good for you. Both of you rub off on each other, which is wonderful. But the way to go about making things happen and taking advantage of the opportunities that present themselves, Alfredo, for example, had a chance to play, I believe, at one of the festivals in California. This is going back a few years. And the person who books the festival was smitten with what he heard, invited Alfredo to his house, and who was there that night but Quincy Jones?
Wow.
Whoa.
Quincy.
That's a good opportunity.
Yes. So Quincy not only took into consideration how this young man played, which is awesome, but how he presented himself and how he hungered to do the right thing in order to put meat and potatoes into his career, as opposed to just coasting along, just doing the appetizers. I'll just have a little drink. I'll just have a little cocktail before this. But really fleshing out his career. So Quincy Jones co-produced Alfredo's CD.
That's great. That's great. And see, Quincy Jones is from the era, and he's one of the greats of producers when producers were actually musicians.
That's
and,
right.
And not just people who knew how to push buttons. So, you know, Quincy Jones is a musician. He's not just a button pusher.
Yes, and his ears have heard a lot. And when he gives that seal of approval to you, especially when he sees the mistakes he himself has made, oh, my God, because you know the story of Quincy. Quincy's been through some peaks and valleys. Jeez.
Absolutely.
But to be able to know that somebody has the mark of greatness, and I just saw that he's going to introduce Alfredo at a Santa Monica function in the next few days. So that whole love affair continues. But I say that to say about you two, you are both, it seems to me, to be shrewd business people. And you have to be, because it's not that the word competition needs to be stressed, but it's because this is a very ADHD world. And people have to get to know you, so you have to continually get their attention, get their attention. Excuse me, I'm over here, getting their attention once again. And you two know how to do that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, God knows, you are on it. My God, I turn around and Matthew's tagging something, or he's sending off a video, or Trish, make sure you tag that. Okay, I will. Just
awesome.
Really on it. and probably that's what you have to do as a producer. Did you really talk about your studio work that you did? I want to hear about that, and so people can maybe take part in what you do in the studio.
Oh, okay. Well, and specifically for the Freedom album, a lot of the studio work started with me and Trace sitting down and hearing stuff that I might have orchestrated or stuff he might have orchestrated, picking what we liked, and then fleshing it out by calling up the certain musicians that we wanted to add parts to the songs. And every song had guest musicians to make it feel as live as possible.
Mm.
And so it's not the typical studio sessions where everyone's in a room and they're performing together. This album was different in that there are people from all over the world just contributing in their own way and helping to make a very eclectic album that combines the talents of the best musicians possible that this internet age can provide. Like people that I've dreamed to work with, I got to work with here, such as Greg Adams. And
yes.
It's an honor to work with Vaughn, who is in Armenia, of all places. He's so far away, but he's actually the most efficient and quickest musician. We'll send him a track, and within 12 hours, he'll have three takes, which is the best. What do you want? You know, so he's great to work with. So, yeah, it's a little different than your average sessions. But then there's sessions like the ones I've done for Marcus Mitchell, where his whole band will come and we'll just record, you know, a couple takes and then pick the best one, and then it's just up to just some good mixing and figuring out, you know, which take is best. So,
well, I have to say, maybe I said this on the last time we did the interview, but honestly, when I went to one of the websites, and I forget which one it is, I guess it was MTSmusic.net.
Oh, okay, the one with the video playing when you first go there.
Yeah, and I saw you, Matthew, and I saw you, Trey. And Trey, I've known you since maybe 2005, back in WSMJ days, and you
right.
were doing the brunches quite a bit,
right.
and it was wonderful. I saw Trey in a whole new light, and I felt my heart racing, and I thought, oh my God, this is it. This is Trey's moment. He's teamed up with this guy, Matthew Shell, and I didn't know you, Matthew, so I thought, oh, what happened there? And I realized that a local boy makes good. You know, it's just, do you feel that, oh boy, this is the catbird seat right now?
I feel
good. Do you feel it?
What do you think, Trey?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that this is definitely a great blend or mix. I think I wrote on Facebook kind of like my, you know, a while back, my whole perception of this type of thing. And it's just, in reality, it's diversity. And diversity meaning, you know, people with different interests, different backgrounds, just being totally different. This is kind of like a mix where you have people that typically wouldn't be in the same circles or wouldn't be hanging together and that sort of thing, coming together and blending so that you have, you know, more perspective, you know, more angles, just so much more to offer, you know, than you would otherwise. So, I mean, I think that in itself is what makes things so, you know, so special here. You know, this project is something that I wouldn't have done by myself. It's not my approach. It's not really how, you know, I would have approached things. And so, you know, and I don't think Matt's ever done anything quite like this. It's because, you know, both of our perspectives of being involved, you know, kind of made us meet in the middle somewhere, you know. And so it just is a great, you know, bed for creativity, I think.
Yeah, and the whole title, freedom, because you could take that a few ways, but actually, Trey, you just defined it. There needs to be in people's heads, especially as far as re-exploring the genre of jazz and all that could be, people need to get the cobwebs out of their head about what it's supposed to be and create something new. Here we are the other day, gosh, and I've talked to a number of people about this, but people who are always looking for ways to pay homage to those who've paved the way, but you also want to be known in years to come as somebody who opened up a new door. And you both are doing that.
That's definitely
that.
The goal.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that's kind of hard to do, and, you know, that I'm not necessarily even trying to do. And just to clarify what I'm saying here is that it's just that so much, we're at a point now where so much has already been done, where you're not really in a position where you're trying to really invent something new because you're really just redoing something somebody's done before. So, I mean, it's naturally trying to be the best you and just trying to do what it is that you can do. And if in the process you're able to come up with something and blessed with the opportunity to be able to invent and create and be considered an innovator, it's just that's just an awesome, you know, awesome consequence, if you will.
Well, just by nature of the fact that, Trey, you play flute, and there's not a whole lot of folks that do. You are able, I've seen you do this live, and I've heard you do this on Freedom, and of course your other projects, but you are able to be creative in a way that other people don't have the blessing to be able to do. That flute lends itself to different kinds of creativity. And I think it's part of, I know that one of these reviews, whether it's CD Baby or who, there's a number of reviews that have spoken about Freedom, but one of them said that the project is unique and uplifting. And part of the uplift is that flute. It's okay. A mood diffuser. If you hear the flute, your spirit is going to soar to a certain degree. And when you put the mix of all the other instrumentation and Matthew knowing what he's doing in production, it turns out to be what a few people in our circles have said. It sounds like the future of jazz.
Wow.
Wow. Somebody to say that, that's, you know, that's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of.
It's hard to respond.
Yeah.
Just thank you.
Yeah.
It's an honor
that's
to
appreciate
cool.
that faith and hope that, you know, that is being had here. I mean, that's all I can say. You know, and on a lighter note, you know, a jab at my saxophone friends, I guess that what you were really trying to say about the flute, you know, bottom line is that there's already too many saxophone players out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, how about that?
So I take that shot whenever I get a chance. I have a lot of good friends. My father's a saxophone player, so I have a lot of good friends that are saxophone players, but I do take the shot when I can.
Well, here's my take on you, too. This is how I have described both of you to a few people, and I actually said it in the teaser for the show today. I would call what you do hip and contemporary without the goo of smooth.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Because there's an awful lot of dad gum goo in smooth.
Yeah, you can keep the goo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not interested in goo.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking, because I reacquainted myself with the Jazz Boys CD tray, and actually the first track from your Jazz Boys CD with Marcus says it all: "Slava in Ya Ear."
Absolutely, and you know those are, you know, credited to the respective hip hop artists that that originally coined those.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, how is it that you two managed to get the attention of the people that you were able to get to record this project, Freedom, with you? How is it? What did you have to do, pay them? No, just kidding.
Honestly, what is really a blessing about this, a lot of them came to us. Like, for instance, Vaughn found my music online and actually messaged me on Facebook. And told me about his services to provide piano and for a certain fee, and it was interesting, so you know, that's how that started. And then others were people we had already known, or friends of friends. So it a lot of times it just came to us. It's definitely God, you know, helping and just blessing us with some great people in our lives. So
yeah, it's a lot of the usual suspects, too. I mean, you know, Dave Joubert that, you know, produced Jazz Boys, you know, he's on a couple tracks, you know, so, you know, he played all the keyboards and stuff on my second project, you know, Marcus Mitchell, you know, he's on there, you know, and there's some guys, like Matt said as well, that he had been working with previously that also contributed. So, you know, there's, of course, still loyalty. But I think a big thing about this project, to answer your question more directly, is that I think that musicians love to have the opportunity to play, and this project is not restrictive in the sense of, you know, just play that simple two-bar guitar solo. Just do. No, I'm like, you know, hey, man, send me what you got, and let's see how it fits in here. So we're giving people, the people that are involved, the opportunity to be creative instead of just trying to format them onto a particular you know, four-letter station.
Yeah, right. I understand that. Well, I would like to play a track here. And in listening to the whole album, gosh, what, four or five times now, and suddenly a track hit me. Don't you love that when you hear something and something pops out right away, and then you listen a second time and you go, wow, I knew I liked that track, but I didn't hear number three before. I'm hearing it for the first time. Well, come the third or fourth time, thinking about you really sunk into me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it's just, I love this album because it's a contrast of different, as you said, Trey, it's a contrast of different kind of feels and vibes. For example, G.P. Jackson is not necessarily going to be in another project with Greg Adams.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And GP's from Chicago and Greg's from LA, so they definitely would not have met.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Yeah. It's different genres and everything, yeah.
Right. A little something for you, a little something for me, a little something back for me. But I really like this song. You want to set this song up so we can play it?
Well, all I have to say is that was alto flute. Yeah, that was some alto flute for laymen or people who don't know the difference. You know, the regular standard C flute is what you're normally used to seeing. Alto flute is a little bit lower pitched. It's like the equivalent of, for those of you who are used to all these saxophone players you see running around, you know, you have your sopranos and altos and tenors and that sort of thing. Well, in this case, alto flute is a lower pitched instrument, you know, pitched in G instead of a concert pitch. And so it has a warmer and kind of like richer sound. So it was fun. It's fun to play that. It doesn't project as much as the C flute, so I don't really get out to play it live much. So it's really fun for me to have the opportunity to play that and really just, you know, to improvise on this track using alto flute. So that was my kind of take on it.
All right. Very good. Yeah.
I love his alto flute playing. It's very warm and just really, really soothing, the alto flute. So we had it on two tracks, but, yeah, definitely – this is another one of my favorites. Thank you. I'm really glad you liked it too, Trish.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It really does convey thinking about you. And isn't that great when that happens? You think of a song and you might even be thinking, how am I going to get him or her attention? Maybe I'll play him a song. Hey, how about that Trey Ely and Matthew Shell song from Freedom, huh?
Nice.
Hey, you know.
So this is it. Thinking About You from Trey and Matthew on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Thinking About You. tell you what, the only trouble with that particular song is that it's too doggone short. You know, I love that track, Thinking About You, Trey Ely, Matthew Shell from Freedom. It reminds me, honestly, of being back in the 60s. It reminds me a little of hippie days. You know, frolicking, like Woodstock frolicking. And then here comes this little neo voice at the end, thinking about you. It is so cool. It's just, man. And I thought of Yusef Lateef, too, because I love him,
oh, wow.
Trey.
Yeah, he's
the king. Yes. And Dr. Lateef would just love to hear you. I'm telling you, you got to make it a point where you can keep in touch with him. He's still with us, God bless him. He's just turned, what, 92 the other day?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. And he really wants to know that these young cats are keeping that torch going. So make it a point to reach out to him and maybe he'll come to your CD release party.
That would be an honor.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? Invite
him. I don't have to play.
Well, you do, but will you want to?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is someone here better than me that can take care of this for you.
Oh, I'm not sure, honestly, how much he plays, but I think that the idea of one of these young cats who knows what he's doing would just excite him no end. You could give him another year on this planet, Trey.
I don't know if I'm capable of that, but that's pretty nice words. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, that song, I just love it. It's just one of those songs that just lends itself to being the preamble to somebody saying, by the way, I love you.
And, you know, I just want to send a message to all my married folks out there. Don't think that I'm responsible to babysit the kids. You know, that results from this. Not my responsibility, okay?
That's
my own.
Right.
Yeah, my own to worry about here.
That is the Trey Ely disclaimer for today, ladies and gentlemen, okay? I know it, and this album could do it. I mean,
nice.
shoot. There's a couple of tracks on here. Juice is another one. I mean, that's a whole different, another vibe. And Rock With You, woohoo! We played that last time, and we played Juice last time. And then we played All Right Now. But, my gosh, there's so much. There's Rich Mahogany. There's 5.8, which is a catchy little title, Trey.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that. And then, Matthew, I know
I can explain it.
I know you will. The other track that's longer, I love that. The Freedom song.
Pretty long. You must be talking about Beauty and Freedom.
Beauty and Freedom.
Track. Yeah.
I played that two weeks ago, and boy, it's a great bathroom song. So I love to put that on. I have to go to the bathroom. So explain about five.
Toilet humor.
Right. No, I really do love the song, and I know that, Matt, you do too. There's just so much that's different about each track. It really is appropriately titled Freedom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We had 5.8. Trey, you should tell her about that.
Yeah.
Well, the name is, there was, you know, I'm from this, you know, Washington, D.C. area, and what year was that? Was that 2010 or 2011? I think it might have been 2010. There was an earthquake here, and it was actually 5.8 on the Richter scale. So I named that song after that event because I guess, you know, any of the West Coast listeners are like, yeah, right, big deal. But here, you know, growing up here, you know, an earthquake is a big deal. It's like, that's something you see on TV that happens in California. That's not something that you experience. So that was a big deal here, and it really shook the area up. Ooh, pun not intended. it did cause a lot of commotion. You know, people were making a big deal about it because we're not used to seeing it. It's like, when you West Coast folks make fun of us with the earthquake, when you get your next blizzard, I'll laugh at you.
Yeah, don't be calling anybody a wussy, okay?
Wait till you get a blizzard and you'll see.
That's right.
I mean, it was just, since it was such a big and monumental event, I just named the song I was working on. It didn't have a name after it.
Yeah, well, I mean, to just show folks how big that was, I think that there's work still being done on the Washington Monument because the cracks were sizable. I mean, we had not experienced anything like that, and it traumatized some folks in Virginia and D.C. and in Baltimore. I mean, you can't laugh at stuff like that. Because if you're not prepared for it, just like folks who are not prepared for snow, that could potentially have some tragic proportions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 5.8.
Definitely caught the carry off guard. So.
Yeah.
It was a definitely interesting day because I work in D.C. at my day job. And the one thing you could tell the government wasn't ready for an earthquake is because, hey, guys, let's all go outside. And so, like, everybody in D.C. is standing outside. And I have friends in L.A., and I call them up. They're like, that's a really bad idea because glass could start falling. If there's been an earthquake, you don't want everyone standing outside. So I was like, time to go home. And I just bounced. I left for the day. And I'll just put in leave tomorrow at work. But, yeah.
Let's all go stand outside. Oh, my God. Wow. Well, I just think that it's going to be one of those situations where you're going to have a packed room on November the 1st. And you want to tell folks where they can get tickets and where the City Club is?
Absolutely. So there is a number that you call for reservations.
Okay.
So the way this thing works is you make reservations, and I think the actual purchase of the ticket is physically there. So the City Club is downtown Washington, D.C. I believe it's 14th, and
let me go
see the address here. It's 555 13th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20004. And the number for reservations is 202-347-0818.
That's awesome. And they like for you to make sure you call for reservations because they want to be able to determine how many people are going to be there. What will any ticket price be? Let us know all about that because I've learned my lesson.
$30 a person. And if there are members of the City Club, it's only $25.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. And did I see that there I know that there is shortcake. Let's see. I wrote down all of these. Shortcake, entgroup.com. Does that link you to particulars about getting tickets as well? Do you know?
I think that it would be best to go to the to call the number or go. I mean, you could go to the City Club website, but there's not going to be much more information than what we provided.
Gotcha.
They really run off the telephones, Trish. They're not really e-tickets, like a lot of these venues that we deal with. That
understood.
Electronic systems. Yeah, they're still on telephones over there. So.
Well, we have the flyer as our profile picture at facebook.com/workingnotion. So that's probably the easiest way. If you just go there, the flyers, our profile picture has all the information
right
on it.
And it's the same information that we just gave you. So
okay.
If you didn't get that number, then you can go to our Facebook site and get it from there. But basically, you're going to have to call in because, they don't do the Ticketmaster and stuff over there yet. I think it's kind of like the exclusivity of this it's a club, so it's kind of
really
nice venue.
Gotcha.
So it has that club
that
feel. I think they're going with the white glove, kind of like the personal type of service. So you're going to speak to a person as opposed to a machine.
Well, you know, I ask questions about this, and not to sound like a nincompoop, but, you know, the other day we had Anita King and Jeffrey Tribble Jr., and, of course, we would do anything, those of us who believe in the cause of the musicianship so much. It's a benefit for the musicianship tonight at the Carlisle Club. But I have never been to the Carlisle Club, so I did not know until the past 24 hours that the show is going to be there, but if folks are getting tickets, they might not know that when you go into the Carlisle Club, they want you to pay a minimum of $25 per person at the table.
Oh, like it's a donation or something?
No.
No, that's not a donation. That's you got to spend money in their venue.
Right, food and drink.
Yeah.
Right. So for those of us who plan budgets very tightly, if that's a surprise, it may be a real surprise. So
right.
You like to let people know ahead of time.
Right. Oh, yeah,
don't
we have the price on the flyer there. Yeah.
Yeah, this one, yeah, the price is the price. It is what it is. And, I don't know, you know, I'm not the venue person, so I don't know if this is the correct term, but the light fare or the food, you know, is included, whatever it's called, you know, that food is included in the price, though. So, I mean, there is not, I think you have to pay for your own alcoholic beverages if you partake in those sorts of things.
Sure.
If not, you know, if you're like a soft drink guy like me, I think that's included. So it's a pretty good deal. There's not the minimums like a lot of places like you talk about. They want to definitely make their money off of their service, so they have a minimum there.
Yeah, that's good. I'm looking at the flyer right now, and that's a pretty jazzy little flyer. Look at that. It's your little handsome faces. Yeah.
Say that again?
And Matthew, what did I just say about Matthew tagging stuff? He tagged it, so I have it on my page right away on Facebook.
Just wanted you to have the fire.
I know. That's awesome. And it does clearly say underneath the date, inclusive members $25 and guests $30. So, yeah, good for you. And then you also have the website. You know, this is another thing. This is back to the organizational skills I was talking about. It's so important, especially with Facebook, being the place to go to, it seems like, maybe first now, as opposed to a website. It's so awesome when you go to somebody's page and they're an artist or they have a company. You don't have to keep looking for the link to what is happening with them or their website. It's clearly there under about, or it's clearly there under their timeline. So, again, a tip of the hat to both of you, because you both know that, because people don't want to be looking for stuff when it could be one-stop shopping. You know what I mean?
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The goal is to get the word out, so I don't want to bury something that I want people to know.
Right. And, it goes back years ago to somebody who was a coworker when I was working in country radio. Now, this guy was a person who was a voice guy at the radio station, and it was just at the beginning of when Oprah Winfrey left Baltimore for Chicago. At the invitation of who else? There's his name again, Quincy Jones. And Quincy wanted Oprah to do this TV show, and everybody in Baltimore was abuzz. Oh, my God, Oprah Winfrey, who would have thought it? Oh, man, she's got a TV show. So, she went out there, and the word was that she or her organization was looking for people to come from Baltimore to work in Chicago. And somebody that I worked with actually said, well, she knows where to find me. No, baby.
I wonder if she still know where to find them.
Right. It doesn't work like that. So you two have grasped that early on. It's not that anybody's going to come looking for you. You've got to pave the way for them to find you.
Exactly.
And that's all there is. Yeah.
And I am not ashamed to do my part in that regard.
Well, people want to call it shameless self-promotion, but the roadways of networking these days are paved with people who have the same intentions. So how are you going to get their attention? You have to keep putting it out there. It's just like what we learned in radio. You don't get somebody's focus until the 10th time they've seen a commercial.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. So in order, I mean, there's a commercial that happens right around the time that Letterman comes on every night on CBS. Oh, my God. It's horrible. It's a guy singing badly. In my life, I've loved you all. It's horrible. But I know that it's Sleepy's mattress. So, you know, it could be good attention, it could be bad attention, but if you get somebody's attention, that name might surface when you're looking for a bit.
Very interesting.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've never heard that.
Except
wow.
For some of those really funny commercials.
Yeah.
There's some of those really funny Super Bowl commercials that kind of get my attention the first time. But the problem with those is I might not remember what they were selling, and it was just so funny that I remember the commercial. So what was that? What were they trying to sell me?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's funny you should say that because, okay, Matthew, Trey just said it. Do you remember a Super Bowl commercial that pops up when he just said that?
Coca-Cola Bears and – that's probably the only one I link to the product. Yeah.
Super Bowl.
But
that
was another good one.
And
I don't want to get too corny on the air. There's a couple funny ones, but I.
Okay, no, it's good.
I'll save that for later.
The first thing I think of is the guy kicking in the vending machine for the Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, but how come it pops up? Isn't it funny? I mean, the associations that people have. So, you know, my son and I were talking about this yesterday. He really got emotional because of all that's happening in the world. He was feeling overwhelmed, and he was getting actually teary because school was getting to him, friends or the lack of a bunch of different stuff, the whole political scene and the ugliness. So we were talking about it, and we came to the conclusion that people are so frenetic and they're not paying attention because they are addicted to their cell phones. When we didn't have cell phones, we had to wait to get to some place to either make a payphone call or we had to wait to get home, but now we want immediate gratification. So the world is in this tizzy. We have to know now. We have to keep our cell phones underneath the pillow. I can't believe that people do, but they do. It's just a really whirlwind. So in order to diffuse that, we have to cut to the chase and let people understand what we're all about.
And we're blessed that we get to be on shows like yours. So there are a lot of other people talking about us too. That's more powerful than us saying anything on our own. So we just thank God for these opportunities to be on shows like yours and have you share our work. So thank you.
Well, you are so welcome. And it's because actually a big part. Matt, you and Trey are so spiritually minded, and I'll know that when I listen to music from you, I will be taken into a realm of some kind of hope. how do you see your music? How would you like it to be described in that regard? Do you think of yourself as injecting a certain kind of spirituality into your music?
Yes, indeed.
And I think we've had this conversation before. Not to say I mind having it again, but I think that music and spirituality are synonymous. I mean, it's creativity. So creativity in a person means you're emulating the creator. So, emulating the creator, being creative. The one who created me, who created the things around me, who created music. And so for me to spend my time to create, I'm just emulating or operating in the image of God. And so when I'm doing that, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It's natural. It feels good, you know. So I think that they're synonymous. I think, so it's just more, it's a lot more to me than just a connection. I think it is, you know.
Yeah, you didn't explain it in that way previously, Trey, and that was a real good way because you create, you're emulating the creator. That's pretty awesome.
But it is awesome to think about it that way, and it's very humbling and sobering. I mean, it's just kind of like, once again, you just think about, it brings gratitude. I mean, just to think, because you realize that you truly aren't worthy. But, God chooses and sees fit to allow us to do these sorts of things anyway.
Beautiful. Matt, what do you think? I mean, gosh, you're both so young. God, it just kills me. I'm so gratified to know that you are so wise in your youth. I sound like an old lady saying that, Jesus.
Well, I think a lot of it is about living right as well, because if as jazz musicians, we're expressing in the moment what God is inspiring us with, so if our lifestyle isn't one of sincere devotion to God, what's going to come across is whatever we are into. So I think the purity that you hear is because we're really trying to live right. We might not be perfect, but we're doing our best to live in a way that honors God, and in turn he honors us by allowing the gates of creativity to stay open. And something interesting that I remember Will.i.am said, I heard him say he never gets writer's block. And he said, he realizes he does a lot of different styles of music, even some wild stuff, but he really thanks God for the creativity he gives him, and he tries to stay open. And hearing him say that, just always being open to what God is going to put into your life from someone who's really successful, it just really hit home that we got to stay open to God and do our best to live a good lifestyle. That's very important to making good music, I say.
Whew, that's beautiful. Beautiful to hear you say that. The pastor of this new church that we're going to, this beautiful rainbow coalition of people and all ages and all backgrounds. The pastor had been a social activist, and man, if he doesn't reflect Jesus in ways that a lot of other pastors don't, because he was getting his hands dirty as a youngin' out there on the street trying to get people fed and clothed and out of prison and making sure they make the transition when they get out of a prison to get back to life. So he said that everything in a given day, if you really just took the time to look up and look around you and see a butterfly, or as my guest Michael Austin, who spent 27 years in prison, said the other day here on Hybrid Jazz, he was put in jail unjustly, and he forgave everybody when he came out. And the pastor and Michael said the same thing. When you see a squirrel for the first time, when you hear the magic of how the birds sing, you understand that these are all reflections of what God has given you. So when you know that finally, you understand your mission here on earth.
Absolutely.
It was powerful.
Wow.
Yeah. God bless you both.
Thank you.
God bless you too, Trish.
God bless you.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear what you're doing. And how would you like, I mean, what do you see? And maybe we talked about this before, but for folks who didn't hear the interview before, what would you like to see have happen in 2013 that would be awesome? Traveling? Touring?
Continuing to, I mean, well, you know, my life is obviously changing. So, you know, of course, a healthy and a strong child, you know, and along with that, you know, hopefully, you know, she will come along and help and, you know, give me some new inspiration on top of what I've already got. I'd like to complete, you know, another solo project. That's something I'd like to do and plan on doing, and just, you know, just like to be able to spread things further, be able to collaborate and work with more musicians. I mean, just continue to go down the path that we're going down. Something else is another Jazz Boys project. I mean, so that's something else that we're looking into. There's plenty of things I'd like to happen. Mainly, you know, along the lines of just being productive and just having some good, positive new things come about. Yeah.
Wonderful. And Matt, that pretty much would be, I don't know. I mean, there's not a...
Oh, I'm not having been a baby.
I know.
So,
I was just going
to... I'm so happy for Trey. I definitely want to hope that his baby's healthy and happy. I am, however, engaged, so there's going to be a lot of things changing in my life in regards to that I'm looking forward to. So
he is so beautiful, too, by the way. Your fiancé is just beautiful.
Thank you. So that, I think me and Trey have some huge life changes coming up that are going to be big blessings, and we just hope the music does well and touches all people's lives for the better. And that's really my goal, is just leave a legacy of amazing music. So the legacy of excellence, really.
Yes, as a matter of fact, while we're saying that, it's funny you should say that wording, Matt, because my friend Diane in California hit me with this today, and I have to share it in case you haven't seen it on the page. I've already got like a gazillion shares from this, and I just posted it like 2 hours ago, and here's what it said. It's actually a quote from Brian Wilson, and let me see if I can try to find it. Beware the lollipop of mediocrity. Lick it once and you'll suck forever.
You can't put it any better.
That's pretty powerful. Brian Wilson, oh my gosh. And neither one of you are going to have to worry about being mediocre. Hey, listen, I got a 301 phone call here. It's somebody you know, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, let me just check on here. Hybrid Jazz, hello, who is this? This is 301 area code. Who is this? Hello?
How about Emmett Roberts?
Emmett, I was hoping it was you. That's awesome. How you doing?
Hey, Trish, I'm actually doing wonderful. I don't have a complaint in all the world.
Look at that. Isn't that fabulous? Not a complaint in the whole world. Woohoo!
Not a one.
That's awesome. Well, you're doing a good job with my two young men here, Emmett. I can't wait for this CD release party on November the 1st.
So that means you're coming.
Well, I'm probably coming. I do have wheels. Hallelujah! I have wheels. So that's a good thing, and the car will be inspected by then. So hopefully I'll be able to go. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But shoot, this is a beautiful place to have it.
Yes, it is. You know, I tell you, Trish, we are really excited about it. I'm not sure what the guys have shared with you already, so let me put in my disclaimer and apologize for my redundancy.
Okay.
But the City Club of Washington is a beautiful facility. This event has been marketed all throughout the city and the region. You know, we're hoping to get a really, really positive crowd out to come and see both Matt and Trey. These guys have put in an enormous amount of work in preparation for this particular event.
Oh, yeah.
And quite frankly, it is absolutely exciting leading up to it. I have said in the rehearsals, and when you see the energy and that they're putting forth and the time and effort they're putting forth, you know this is going to be a spectacular show. So I am just thrilled to death to be a part of it. I'm thrilled to be working with these two young guys that, you know, they make my life so very simple and easy. You know, every now and then we have entertainment challenges that we encounter. But, you know, when you have a collective body that is Christ-focused, my gracious, it's so easy to get through things. And it's going to be an exciting night, so I really hope that you have the opportunity to come out and share it with us.
Well, I would really like to, because I know if Trey Ely says there are some things that we can't discuss, it's going to be really cool.
it's going to be, you know, it's kind of hard to keep it under wraps, you know, so we're really waiting for these next few days to kind of pass so we can get rolling, because I tell you what, it's going to be an awesome event. It really is. And I'm so thankful to the City Club of Washington for, you know, supporting us in this endeavor. The guys there in Lingwood and James, all those guys have been really, really super in working with us to get this thing hammered out. You're very familiar with Cisco Smith, who runs my light and sound division.
Yes.
So he's actually awaiting to get everything down. And, you know, we have something for you next week. We're going to do a really, really big production, and I know it's going to be a great event for the guys.
Wonderful. Well, look, the bottom line is that, Emmett, a lot of folks think the world of Matthew and Trey. It speaks for itself, the folks who are on the CD project with them. So, you know, that should say all you need to know about making sure that you go to this. And actually, you were looking for the word, Trey, earlier. The actual word is tapas. The food is tapas, tapas display. Limited red and white house wine and tapas display. That's what you're looking for.
There you go. I'm providing the music, so.
That's all you know.
So I'm excused for not being an expert in that area.
What, you're not going to put your chef hat on, too? No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be.
I love to cook, though.
Hey! Oh, well, your fiancé is in for a treat.
No,
that's
City
awesome.
Club food is amazing. We'll let
oh, yes. Yes, that's what I heard.
It really is. I mean, those guys do a tremendous job in setting this all for us. I've been working with them now going on 4 years, and I tell you what, there hasn't been a venue that I play that I actually have enjoyed working with the people like I do the City Club. They're awesome. And awesome.
Oh, good. That's a big show of faith right there. So I'm psyched, and what I'll do is I'll make sure that I post this page a number of times between now and then, and hopefully that City Club will be packed in D.C.,
that's what we're hoping. I think it will be. The word is certainly out.
Well, I can't think of a more exciting time in Washington, D.C. than November the 1st. Believe me, the joint's going to be jumping because people will be coming out of their skin at that point because the next Tuesday is Election Day. So just get it out of your system. Just make sure you have a wonderful time, and remember that night. Remember, November the 1st, that was the time that you saw Matthew and Trey, and they made it all okay for you.
Is that what we did?
Yes, yes. Honestly, it will be like some kind of healing, and Washington really needs to settle down, simmer down, and we need to all take a breath.
Amen. So,
yeah. Thank you, Emmett, so much for giving us your input. I really appreciate you calling.
Oh, sure, you're more than welcome. Thank you, guys. And again, always thanking Trey and Matt for giving me the opportunity to work with them. It has absolutely been a blast. I appreciate you guys immensely.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you so much, Emmett. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, I thank you, Matthew Schell and Trey Ely, for being here, and Freedom is just awesome. I'm going to make sure that I play this third track, and of course I have to play Twilight. Of course I have to play Twilight.
Awesome.
It just gets so much attention, and believe me, it hasn't gone unnoticed. The different friends that come into the chat room or the people who listen to the show and archive, they have taken notice that Greg Adams wanted to be a part of this project. So Greg is just so happy to have been able to work with both of you. Honestly, he's a buddy, and he really does think well of you so much.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's good to hear. It's a pleasure to work with him.
Oh, he's a master. He's going to be coming to town in December, so we've got to make it a point. Emmett, you make sure we do this. If we get a table at Ram's Head, because East Bay Soul is coming to Ram's Head in early December.
Oh,
I'll
they're
make
going
that
to be
happen.
Amazing.
Okay, great. We're going to have our own shortcake table.
That's what we'll do.
Okay. Well, we'll see you on the 1st of November. And both of you have your websites. You want to give your website before you go, or where we can find you?
You can find my website, mtsmusic.net. And Trey?
TreyEely.com, TreyEely.com.
And you're both on Facebook. And it hasn't gone unnoticed how both of you are so polite with each other. You wait for the other to go first. It's so cute.
It makes for pauses on radio. So, yeah, but we're learning. We're learning to make that work better.
No, it's good. It shows how thoughtful you are to each other, and that means a lot because mutual respect is the foundation for any kind of relationship.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Bless your hearts. Thank you so much for dropping in again. And we're going to make it a point to play Twilight. And I'll be sending people to you. So make
sure
your doors are open.
Awesome. We will.
Thank you. Thank you. We will do so.
Okay. Bye, Emmett. I love you.
All right. Love you too, Trish. Good talking with you as always. Take care of yourself.
You too. And we'll see you soon.
I look forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, Trey.
Bye.
Bye, Matthew.
Thanks for having us again, Trish.
Absolutely. A pleasure.
Take care. Bye.
You too.
All right.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and I'm sure glad that we have the opportunity to spend time with some amazing young men. Matthew Schell, producer, Trey Ely on flute, and actually both of them do so much more than having one handle besides their name, and you will find out if you are able to join them at the City Club in D.C. on November the 1st, and I'll make sure that that gets posted quite a bit on Facebook, and I would imagine that all the guests that are in the chat room today know all about that because most of the folks that we have in the chat room are usually from Facebook. This is our third track from Freedom. You have heard this track before. It's just exceptional. It's Greg Adams on trumpet playing with Trey on flute and Matthew in production mode. And this is called Twilight on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Listen and gather round me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted up love. Listen and gather round me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted up peace. A mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Holding your sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load. Don't you ever, ever betray him. Go to the store, buy grandmama a pound of love. Listen, gather around me, children, children of a mother. Of a mother whose life lifted of hope, a mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Hold your baby sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load. Don't you ever, ever of a mother whose life lifted up love. Listen, gather around me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted up hope. A mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other.
me.
Oh, that man does it every time. Gregory Porter, one of my new favorite voices. He has just breathed new life into jazz in such a big way. And you know what? It's not your usual standard fare for this cat. He is quirky as the day is long. I'm not sure what's going on with Gregory Porter, but every time I see him, he's wearing one of those hats. I mean, it's a hat. It's not like a pork pie hat or a cap. It's a hat with straps. It's a winter hat with a lid, like a brim with fur that completely covers his head. I'm not sure what's going on, but he is so intriguing. And further, his videos are so affecting. I can't even describe the unusual aspect of that kind of voice, that strong, emotion-filled voice, especially with that song, Mother Song. I had to play it for my mama's birthday today. What can I say? But here's something. Gregory Porter has his own very sweet story about him, and one of the elements of that story is that he was little. He had an astounding mom, and dad wasn't in the picture. So Gregory spent a lot of time listening to mom's records, and he heard Nat King Cole, and mom told him at one point that she thought he sounded like Nat King Cole. And Gregory thought that Nat was his dad. And that's what he wanted to believe. Just so sweet. Oh, my gosh. You need to know, if you live in this region, that I can't even think till 2013. I can't, but I will. I'll have to do this. Gregory Porter is going to be at the Mid-Atlantic Jazz Festival in 2013, which is in the Chesapeake Bay area. Where is it is exactly? It's somewhere, I think, on the Eastern Shore. I should get better information about this, but I'm just so tickled to be able to play him. And just this morning, saw a video for the title track of his CD, Be Good. A few months ago, my son's dad told me that where he works at the American Visionary Museum, there was a video being shot, and the man involved was very charismatic, a wonderful guy, and he was so excited about the video shoot. I didn't know that it was Gregory Porter. Well, in the Be Good video that you can see on my Facebook page, there is the American Visionary Museum and Federal Hill being used, and this unique topic, this unique set of characters in the video. He's just like that. If you get a chance to see him live, do. It's just one of those kind of, I'll throw it out there, life-changing moments. He's really different, very special. We heard, too, did we hear, Charles Mingus. Oh, my goodness. There's just so much to say, and Sue Mingus, his widow, has done such a wonderful job at MingusMingusMingus.com to let you know that the legacy of Charles goes on. Sue is doing so much to make sure that what Charles had in mind for kids, jazz education, continues. Matter of fact, there is a program that you can find out if you go to the website whereby high school kids, not only in the States but also now in Canada, can get a full scholarship, like over $34,000 for a scholarship in jazz education. This is what Sue is doing on behalf of her late husband. Gigi Train is, by the way, one of those scenarios that back in the day when Charles wrote this, it was the Queens to Brooklyn transit train, and at each stop along the route, it had incandescent lighting, and that's what this whole Gigi train was all about. And back in the day when Mom and Dad were living and we were all in Jenkintown, PA, we had a house where you could hear the trains in the background. It was just one of those intoxicating sounds. And you would just, in the middle of the night, if you happened to wake up, you could hear. And it just is so exciting even to this day to hear the sounds of trains in the distance. And my mom and I used to talk about that. And we would take my father to the Fox Chase train station or the Jenkintown train station. So we were a family of trains. So the whole Gigi train thing from Charles Mingus just resonated. It sounds like a train. Oh, what else did we hear? We heard Something from Freedom from Matthew Schell and Trey Ely. Thank you so much, you guys, for spending time with us. That was Twilight with Greg Adams. And we also heard something from the Jazz Boys. 24th Music presents the Jazz Boys Volume 1, and that was Trey Ely along with his good friend Marcus Mitchell on saxophone. And that was a haunting little number, Flavor in Ya Ear. You have to pick up on all that Trey Ely has done. He's done quite a bit for his young self, and now he's going to be a daddy. Very exciting news. Let's get to a few more songs, shall we? I would just want to jump on this mom thing and take it a step further. Gail Johnson has a song called For You, Mom, from her story. Let's listen to it on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Whew, such a nice... Thank you.
tender caress that feels so right tonight. Tonight, leave all worries behind us. Let's go to a place where no one will find us. Come inside with me tonight. We're lost, rouse us. The sound of music in the air. Kind of haunting melodic refrain. The breath of a kiss so soft and rare. But nothing is so great as the glow on your face.
Carmen Lundy, merciful heavens, that is tasty. Where Love Surrounds Us, from the CD called Changes. Really exciting. Carmen Lundy has some sweet news. Apparently, and Matthew, Shell, and Trey Ely and I were talking about this because they're involved with the Grammy folks. So many people are, and the networking capabilities of Facebook is such that you find out how to join or how to put a preliminary vote on the table so that they can decide this upcoming 55th annual Grammy show who's going to be in contention. Well, Carmen Lundy is on the ballot, and she's in multiple categories. And I think nobody's more surprised than Carmen. She's just so thrilled. So congratulations to her, and I hope it all works out. And I guess to celebrate, you go to her website, Carmen Lundy, LUNDY.com, and for a while, you can download all of Changes for free. Woohoo! So, man, don't you think I took advantage of that? Anthony Wanzi on piano, and that's who needs to get full attention. Her keyboard player and she have this beautiful relationship, and he was just in town not that long ago playing at one of the smaller venues, and I heard he was just astounding. So, Carmen Lundy and Where Love Surrounds Us. You remember Carmen was on the show a few months ago, and she was just so humble. And she doesn't have to be. She really does not. She is such a professional and has such a fabulous reputation. And proof is in the pudding. I mean, that voice. Ah! So, so nice. Gail Johnson, we heard from. Gail. Oh, you Philly girl. Oh, my God. From Her Story. Her Story, if you prefer. That was a song about her mom. And that's something that Gail might at different times when she does it on stage have a difficult time doing. Woo! I know that the other day she didn't have any difficulties. She had her Jazz in Pink contingent at Catalina Jazz in L.A., Maria Antoinette and Pocket Brown and Robin Bramlett, Karen Briggs, Darlene Moreno, and Althea Renee doing their thing. Oh, my God, when these ladies get together, there is nothing like it, seriously. Mm. Just so amazing. And Gail was planning to come to the area, matter of fact, in time for tomorrow night, but we're going to postpone that scenario. She's going to be with us sometime in 2013 at a huge event that is part of what my friend Yolanda is planning, and hopefully those of us who know and love Yolanda will be planning it big and bigger and best, and Gail will be a part of those festivities, as will Dee Lucas. So we'll keep you apprised of that. Now, listen, time is ticking away. I wanted to play a special song for my mom. There is no way I'm going to be able to talk after I play the song because this was my mom's favorite song. And if you didn't hear me say earlier, always a little tricky, especially for my son. It's good that I'm not going to see him now. He's with his dad right now after school. So I'll be on my way to Anita King's soiree for the musicianship at the Carlisle Club with the aforementioned Yolanda and Joy Hall. And we'll be having a ball tonight thinking about other things. T was really, really close to his Nana, and they spent a lot of time together, and he knows this was her favorite song. Nana passed away in 2009, the same hour as Michael Jackson. Nana was 98, so she lived a good life, but woo, she was a formidable presence, and we do miss her something fierce. So this is what we're going to play, and I think that Alfredo Rodriguez will be with us on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Be safe. This is Chris Bode and Ave Maria on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you so much.